case number 13095, Bryce and Barbara Milligan seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Section 115.25 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Hensley Road. The 911 address is 21823 Hensley Road in Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 531, Map 6, Parcel 112.03. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. And the applicant is seeking a 4.7-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed garage, detached garage.
Good evening.
Hi.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Barbara Milligan, 21823 Hensley Road, Seaford, Delaware.
Bryce Milligan, 21823 Hensley Road.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
The floor is yours. Share your case.
We bought the house about 8 years ago. It's 1.92 acres. And as you can see from the aerial pictures at the end of the packet, it's almost all wooded. So the house just has an opening around it. And of course, in the opening is our septic and our mound and our well. And the previous owner, he had put the house really close to the right side of the property. And I'm assuming that's because Del Dot said the driveway had to go there. And he had cleared an area for a garage, but he never put one in. And 8 years later, we finally feel like we're in a position to build a garage. So we started the process, got the financing, the contractor all set up, and everything I researched online for the setbacks said, said 5 feet side setback for a small, like in-town lot, and 10 feet for a larger lot. So we thought we were good to go, and then we got the permit. And it said 15 feet. So I called, and they said because we were considered agricultural residential, not just residential, is why the difference was. And we really can't put it anywhere else on the property. Where we're planning on putting it is right at the end of the driveway. And if we had to put it anywhere else, we couldn't afford to take down trees, stumps, bring in fill dirt, all that kind of stuff. And we also looked into, measured and looked into doing a little bit smaller garage, but we'd only gain 2 feet. And then we'd be like right up against the house. And you can see in the pictures that I sent that we'd be like side swiping our side steps trying to pull into our garage. And so anyway, we talked to the neighbor and they were fine with it because their house sits way up by the road, sits way back a long driveway. So the garage is going to be right next to their woods. So, you know, they wrote a letter, which I put in the packet, saying that they were fine with the 10 foot instead of 15. And I mean, it wouldn't affect the area because, like I said, it's all woods and it's way back a driveway. And so it wouldn't affect the character of the neighborhood. And we don't really have anyone else that's close to us except for the one neighbor that said they were fine with it. Everyone else is really far away, you know, across the street or through a bunch of woods. Trying to think of anything else, so. The problem really wasn't created by us because when we bought the house, it was too close to the right side of the property to begin with. So there's really nowhere else to put the garage except for right there. Trying to think of anything else. Is there any questions or? Can you think of anything else?
I can't think of anything else.
Sure, we'll have some questions.
it's, oops, am I allowed to say anything else?
Absolutely.
Oh, I was just going to say it, since the picture's pulled up, you can see where the, you know, the markers are, and it's like right, sitting right at the end of the driveway. And if we move it over any, you know, we have those side stairs and we have a sidewalk, we'd probably have to remove part of the sidewalk and we'd be like sideswiping the stairs in order to pull in and out of our garage. And we can't really go back further, like I said, or anywhere else on the property because of the well, the septic, the mound.
Where is your septic and mound and well in regards to the dwelling?
It's all to the left.
You can go over there and point if you'd like, if you just stay close to the mic before you talk.
The septic is over here, the mound system is like here, the well is over here, and I asked them to show the woods, but they only showed the backwoods. So actually the woods is, you know, all that, all here, it's all wooded except right around the house. The aerial view shows that, so. And it shows where my house sits, or our house sits in connection to the neighbors who don't care about the setback.
Is there an HOA or anything in your neighborhood, or is it just?
No.
Okay.
What's the intended use of the garage?
Parking cars in and for him to do work on our vehicles, that
just
type of thing.
Use.
Yeah.
Had you given consideration to a smaller garage in order to meet the code requirement?
Well, like I said, we could really only go down to 24 foot if we're going to fit two cars side by side, and that would only gain us, you know, 2 feet. We'd still have to move over 3 feet, which would put us right against the house. We wouldn't be able to. Because we went long, because that's all the room we had, so we're only doing 26 wide. 24 would be, you know, the minimum. And we'd be right against the house. We wouldn't really be able to access our backyard. Where right now, we're just going to have a small area to access it. And we'd be right up against the house and by the stairs and all that, so.
Smaller one would just give me enough room to pull vehicles in,
yeah.
But that would be it. I wouldn't be able to do anything in there.
And I mean, opening doors, you have to open your doors on your vehicles, so.
And there's currently no garage on the property?
No. We could never really afford to put one up, and the previous owner had cleared a spot for one, but he never put it up.
And a single car garage won't do the trick for you?
We've got 3 vehicles. So we have each of ours, and then we have a spare in case one of them has to get worked on. We're just gonna keep that in the garage.
Okay.
So we'd like to be able to fit 3 vehicles in there and have a work area for him.
Thank you.
Other questions from the board?
Thank you. So Dr. Carson did ask you about the smaller garage, and I did hear your answer, but the code does allow, if you had a 600 square foot garage or less, you would be able to be up to 5 feet from the property line. You look at that at all as an option, having one that met those that requirement?
That'd be very, very small. I mean, will we even be able to fit 2 cars in something that small? I don't.
I'm asking you if you've looked. It sounds like you haven't looked at that. I'm just checking to see if you had or not.
I mean, when I was looking at the setbacks, I did see that it was 5 feet for a smaller garage like that.
Mm-hmm.
But. Yeah, I mean, like I said, we have 3 vehicles. We want to keep the spare in there all the time and then be able to pull the other 2 in. You know, that's why we went long. And then we have, you know, he works on our vehicles all the time, so we wanted an area for his toolbox and bench and everything for him to work. So that's going to be, you know, 4 spots there. And, you know, you want to be able to open your doors when you get out of your car and stuff like that, so.
And you did say the well, where did you say the well was exactly? I didn't catch that when you did it before.
The well is around right here.
Okay, so on the south side of the driveway.
Like I said, I mean, it's all woods, like that. All This is all woods too, because the neighbor's house is up. But our septic is here, our mound system's here.
I have no further questions, thank you.
Are there any further questions from the board?
I do have one. We've suggested going narrower, because you've got 26 by 32. It looks like you have a deeper lot. Could you go longer?
We'd have to take down trees, we'd have to pull out stumps, and we'd have to bring in fill dirt, and we can't afford that. Like I said, it's taken us 8 years just to decide to go into debt on this.
Yeah, understood.
We finally felt like maybe we could actually do it this year.
Okay, thank you.
Questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13095? other than the applicant.
Okay. Yeah.
We do have the one letter of support. I believe I said no letters earlier.
Yes. There is, is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13095? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 13095 for the Milligans. I believe that the property does have unique physical characteristics in that the placement of the home appears to be significantly to the right of where a centered position of the property or the home on the property would have been had the home been properly set. We may not be here this evening for that purpose. I also, for that reason, believe that the practical difficulty was not created by the applicant, that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Lovengoth?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 13095 has been approved.
Thank you for your time.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Next case.